David Fironis tweets out, last time Tua Tagovailoa faced the LA Chargers, he threw for 466 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go, Tua.
Fironis also points out on Twitter, this is interesting, one thing in common between Tua's two highest passing outputs in his career, that game against the Chargers and the 469-yard, 6-TD performance against Baltimore, if everyone remembers that one. What is the common thing between those two high-performance games?
Tyreek went crazy.
River Craycraft caught a touchdown in both of those games. Good things would happen for Miami when Craycraft caught touchdowns for the franchise, says David Fironis. So.
Darren Waller looks kind of like Craycraft.
Yeah, a little bit. Dolphins injury report is out. That's your final one before the game. Let's see. Elijah Campbell and Tyrell Dodson officially out. Aaron Brewer, Storm Duck, officially questionable. And the four guys who were on the injury report this week, but they're definitely going to play, Darren Waller, Larry Borum, Cedric Wilson Jr., and Tua.
More weapons. Aaron Brewer is the one I got excited about. Anything on the O-line excites me.
Like to be able to run the ball. That would be a good change coming off the Carolina game.
Good change of mackerel.
That thing was unbelievable. Do you have any gut instinct on what's going to happen Sunday? I am so low. I thought that they were going to house Carolina. Yeah. I thought Carolina, I had said it leading up to the game, and I had bet the Dolphins minus 10. Like, I put it up to minus 10. And when they jumped out to that 17-0 lead, I was like, yep, this is exactly the way I envisioned this game playing out. I am lost as to what to expect Sunday from the Dolphins.
I think I'm getting optimistic just to try to, I don't know, cross, you know, what, reverse jinx. They got the 17-point lead and they lost it. So now you're jumping out. The script is good. He's having a plan A. Now you have to be able to capitalize on it. The injuries on the O-line for the Chargers, they're not going to dominate us on the offensive line because they have backup tackles. So Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips and Chop Robinson should whoop these tackles' ass. In the inside, you know, the young guys, I don't think, you know, they're going to be there. But I just think that they can keep the Chargers from scoring. I'm terrified of Keenan Allen, as always, because he's just amazing, and our corners weren't on the team when the season started. But I think the Dolphins could win this one. I think they could take the Chargers.
The Chargers lost to the Giants. I watched a lot of that game. That was Jackson Dart's first start. Jackson Dart wasn't impressive in that game. The Chargers are kind of what we expected the Dolphins to be. Good.
Yes.
Not
yes.
Great.
100%.
And they're going to sneak into the playoffs. They're probably going to be a wild card team. They can beat the best teams in the NFL on any given Sunday, but they can also lose to the worst team. So I don't think it's a long shot that the Dolphins win. At home, you expect it to be favorable conditions. But Crowder, when you say, hey, our edge rushers should dominate those two tackles, bro, we've been saying that all season, and we haven't seen it yet. Carolina had the worst pass rush in the NFL. They still got to 2 or 3 times. Wow. Rico Dowdle ran for 200 yards. Like, there's nothing guaranteed with the Dolphins. You can't look at the Dolphins and say, hey, you know what? No matter what, you're getting this. No matter what happens, you're getting this. There's none of that other than Devon Achane making a play here or there. But that's it.
The only position that we have an advantage at might be running back, or is running back. Because they got some, players.
Don't discount Tua over Justin Herbert. How dare you?
I'll put that as a wash. That's a wash, but man, Derwin James can cause some trouble for your offense now.
Here's your lines for Sunday. Early the morning game, Jets 7-point underdogs to Denver. That's in London. Dolphins now 4-point dogs. They were 3.5 earlier today. Steelers, 6-point favorites over the Browns. That one just feels like a dangerous game because Cleveland and Pittsburgh, it's always tough battles. I don't know.
Yeah. But Dylan Gabriel's going to do it? Low scoring.
I don't know.
Low scoring for sure.
I mean, could he do what Jackson Dart has done for New York? Just kind of infuse life?
No, because Jackson Dart walked in balling. Jackson Dart was showing out his first game. Dylan Gabriel just was Dylan Gabriel.
Nah, but not really. Like, the Giants won that game against the Chargers because their defense kept them in the game. And I think the Browns and Dylan Gabriel, there's the same path there. Defense keeps them in the game. He doesn't make any mistakes.
Aaron Rodgers due for a stinker, too.
Oh, they're not letting him. You see, they're not letting Aaron Rodgers do too much. He threw four touchdowns.
Not much.
Week one, and then they kind of said, hey, Aaron, we're going to run this ball, do some play action. Like, yeah, stay healthy.
Where'd Solana go?
Disappeared.
I think his dog was barking, so he was tending to that.
New England is at New Orleans. New England's a 3.5-point favorite on the road at New Orleans.
It should be more than that, shouldn't it?
I mean, theoretically, if you buy what you saw from New England against Buffalo, if you think that they're not like a schizophrenic team as well that can have a stinker every now and then, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like they beat probably the top three team in the league, and now they're going to New Orleans to play Spencer Rattler?
Right.
It seems low.
Colts are 7-point favorites hosting Arizona. I wouldn't be surprised if Arizona didn't win another game this season after the way that they lost to Tennessee.
It's ridiculous, man.
Rams are in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson is not playing. He's been officially ruled out. Rams are in Baltimore. What do you think the line is?
It's just crazy to pop in my mind. I know the Rams are favored by 4.
Solana?
Maybe more. 6.5?
7. Rams are 7-point favorites on the road in Baltimore.
We always say
Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush is going to start then.
Let's see. Yeah, that's Cooper Rush.
I mean, Harbaugh. I forgot which one. Joe,
John,
John,
Jim.
Who John? Is Joe?
I don't know. like Baltimore. Yeah, Baltimore Harbaugh. What after the first quarter with Cooper Rush? He knew his team was cooked. I mean, that guy's face was just like defeated, man. Defeated.
We always say it's going to be the good team that's not good. It's going to be a bad team that gets good. I never thought Baltimore would be in this conversation. They're supposed to win a Super Bowl.
Dallas is at Carolina. We were at Carolina last Sunday. Dallas is at Carolina this week. What do you think the line is?
Ooh, they're favored by, same, 6.
I'm guessing just based off your tone, it's like 9.5.
Dallas is only a 3-point favorite at Carolina.
I picked up Bryce Young in a fantasy
you
league.
You and Bryce but, Young, man.
No. Hear me out, though. Hear me out. Dallas's defense, you want to talk about a bad unit? Dallas's defense is almost as bad as Miami's. Bryce Young is going to put up points at the very least because Dallas's offense is going to score. So it could be a big week for Bryce Young. Had a big week last week.
Big comeback win.
The over.
Seattle's at Jacksonville. You buying Jacksonville?
No.
You are not.
I'm not. I can't. They got to do way more. They won the game with a dude falling down twice and then running in it. Like,
greatest winning touchdown run in the history of the NFL.
What are they, 4-1?
Yeah, they're tied with.
What do you think the line is? Seattle at Jacksonville.
Jacksonville by 4.5.
Jacksonville 3-point favorites.
Seattle's a 1-point favorite.
Seems like Vegas isn't buying their ass either.
Why?
Right? I don't know. It's a shocking line, isn't that? Seattle flying across the country?
They've looked okay, Seattle. Yeah. They're a good team, but they haven't looked like
world beaters.
A juggernaut. Yeah, I don't get it.
Vegas hosting Cam Ward and the Tennessee Titans. Huge comeback win last week. What do you think that line is?
Oh, Vegas by 6.
Nah, Vegas has been bad. 2.5?
Vegas 4. Nah. Green Bay, 14-point favorites over Cincinnati. And the final late game Sunday, Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting San Francisco. And I saw Brock Purdy was on the injury report. I don't know if he's playing or not. I guess it's Mac Jones.
He's questionable.
They have Mac Jones props on the Hard Rock app, so I guess it's going to be Mac Jones.
Yeah, because as of yesterday, I don't know today, but as of yesterday, Purdy hadn't practiced still. So it was not looking good for him to play.
Tampa Bay hosting San Fran.
Home field, 3.
Nailed it, 3.
Really? Yeah. That's a good game. I'm going to be home for that one.
Great game. I could watch Baker Mayfield all season long.
I like
that. And then the Sunday night game, Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Detroit Lions.
Oh.
That's a great game.
What
do you think the line is?
Same, 3. KC's at home. KC minus 3.
Alana?
Yeah, Chiefs 4.5.
Man, Chiefs minus 2. Minus 2.
Man, we got some games.
There's some good games this weekend. Some good games. We'll all be deathly bored watching the game we all watch. But there are some other good games going on around the league. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Sunday. Happy Hour is coming up. You're going to the Dolphins game?
Yeah, I'm going Sunday. Taking the kids and all.
OG shirt?
Whole family. I'm in the Dolphins box. I'm going to cheer if little OG gets a catch. They're going to be mad at me.
Nah, I think Dolphins, anyone Dolphins associate would be happy for OG, right?
Okay, yeah. Little OG does something. I'm cheering like he's my son.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm betting some OG props.